You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, March 13th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Trying to keep our minds off of the apocalypse. I think that's the biggest thing
right now.
Yeah. So,
the copocalypse.
The copocalypse. Don't hurt yourself. Pray for me, though. I'm heading out to Walmart later today. So,
Lordy.
I may not return. Send in reinforcements if you don't see me by Sunday. Some random facts for you today.
The toilet paper
I
aisle.
Know, right? No, you can't have my toilet paper.
I'm not leaving till I get some.
It'll be a square. That'll be it. It'll just
square
be one
rations.
Square.
They're going to ration squares.
Alaska is the only state without a law school, which is interesting when you think about it.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Kitties, close your ears. When lions are mating,
okay,
they get it on between 20 and 40 times a day.
Well.
They do it so much when they're mating, they basically have to stop to make time to eat.
And catch their breath.
And sleep.
You what know, is that? Lions hashtag like goals?
No wonder they sleep so much. Four presidents tried to get nominated for a third term but failed. Those would be Ulysses S. Grant, Grover Cleveland, Theodore Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson. I did not know
really?
That. Really? And FDR actually got the third and fourth term, he was elected. And then the 22nd Amendment was established to cap presidents.
They didn't get it in a row.
I don't know if they did or not. Grover Cleveland was president in two different times. So there you go. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
You'd think there'd be funnier stuff going on.
No, there's nothing.
Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, they're giving fans an update about their health after testing positive for the coronas.
All right, but this is important news for our audience to know.
It is.
You know, because we love our Tom Hanks. We love our Rita Wilson. They're in quarantine.
Yes.
Isolation. And not that Tom Hanks shouldn't know about being in isolation with somebody named Wilson.
Yes.
Ba-dum-bum.
That, yes.
That's the joke going around.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I couldn't resist. Or the other one, just give Tom Hanks a volleyball. He'll be fine. God, I hope nothing bad happens to him now, because then I'll feel like a...
You're going to feel like a turd.
I am. Anyway.
Well, Mr. Hanks shared a photo of himself and Rita from quarantine. I'm sorry, isolation.
Isolation.
On his Insta.
Yeah.
Hello, folks. Rita and I want to thank everyone here down under who are taking such good care of us. We have COVID-19. And are in isolation, so we do not spread it to anyone else.
Yep.
So he captioned the shot. There are those for whom it could lead to a very serious illness.
Yeah.
We're taking it one day at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
So the beautiful day in the neighborhood actor continued. There are things we can all do to get through this by following the advice of experts
yep.
and taking care of ourselves
yep.
and each other, no?
Yep.
Remember, despite all the current events, there is no crying in baseball.
Yes, sir. Tom Hanks, indeed.
And no crying because baseball's been delayed.
Well, that's worth crying over. Ay, ay, ay. You know what I did read today? Not every sport has been delayed except the start of the NFL season. They're not planning on delaying that, even though it's like in September. We should be done with this by September,
God,
I hope so. I hope to God.
Well, it's interesting because... a celeb like Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, whatever. And then it's like, Tom Hanks has COVID-19.
It's total panic.
And once Tom Hanks got it.
Wow.
And then Disneyland shut down.
I know.
And then the world was like, became real.
I know. It's real. And it wasn't toilet paper that did it. I thought toilet paper would do it. Although, I found some toilet paper online, but I got to be the first one at Home Depot today in Oxnard to get it. So, there might be some in your store. It said on my app. So, we'll see. I'll be there. I'll get in line.
Because Home Depot is where you go first.
Well,
for
you
toilet
can,
paper.
No, seriously, people don't think about that. Home Depot sells cleaning supplies. You probably get some hand sanitizer there, and people have been buying them out of the toilet paper. So just
what I see is
concerned about
currently not
paper.
Available online.
Yeah,
in store purchase.
What is it
only.
Like April 9th? You know, before Amazon's going to have more toilet paper.
Yeah.
What do we do until then?
I don't know.
I digress.
I showed you a picture earlier.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of corn cobs tied to toilet paper.
We don't realize how good we've had it.
Alrighty then. You know what? There wasn't. When was toilet paper invented?
The 20th century. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Before then, everybody used the Sears catalog.
So, we may have to go back to the olden days.
We may need a Sears catalog.
I don't think they have them. Do they even make them?
Yeah, they don't make them anymore. What are we to do?
I don't know. Britney Spears doesn't want to work.
Why doesn't she want to work? What's up with that? You'd think that, she's got plenty of money.
I don't think she has the coronas. It's supposedly out of resentment for her father, Jamie Spears.
Oh.
Her daddy.
She's mad at her daddy.
She's mad at her daddy.
Daddy issues, huh?
And mad at the rules of her conservatorship.
Well, he's her conservator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
Daddy Spears.
Yeah, I think a few years ago, they revisited that.
Yeah,
and the judge said, nope, Jamie's still your conservator. Yeah. And I mean, how old is Britney? Is he going to be her conservator until, he dies?
I don't know.
Is she unfit to take care of herself? I don't get this.
Well, Britney's been away from the spotlight. She hasn't. Yeah. She has not planned to release her new music anytime soon as a form of protest against her conservatorship.
I get it. That's going to make a judge who could care less about Britney Spears' music. Make them change their mind because she's bat crap crazy.
Because that really wins points in her favor.
I know, right? I'm not going to work anymore, Daddy. Well, I think here's the other part of that, and this is a smart thing. Daddy gets paid to be her conservative.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 a month is his allowance.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So if she stops
working,
be her right? Right? I mean, you'd do it for half. Because I know you love Britney Spears. You love you some Britney Spears.
Crap.
Come on now. A little toxic. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Who's
ooh,
the one in this room who loves Britney Spears?
Actually, that's me.
That would be you.
Yeah. I'll be your conservator.
Big old girl.
That's me. Oops, I did it again.
So as conservator, Daddy Jamie has the power over Britney's estate, her personal affairs, her relationships, which I find interesting.
That's interesting.
And even her taxes.
Wow. Well, at least somebody will
do
my
taxes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Someone needs to do my taxes.
But I can't pay him $10,000 to do it.
Nah.
Conservatorship. You know who's not got conservatorship, but she could be my conservator, and that would be Halle Berry. See how I worked that in today? All right, have a good weekend. I know you'll be sitting on the couch, as will I, doing a little binging, because there's nothing else to do this weekend.
Well, you think, hey, we can just go grab dinner. No, don't want to do that.
People are coughing out there. All right, well, listen, get out of here and go.
Wash my hands.
Wash your hands and quarantine in place. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
I actually have to go to work.
Oh, that sucks.
Dadgum.
I got to go to Walmart. Okay. See you Monday, hopefully.
And that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.